This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will undertake a two-day visit to Kuwait tomorrow at the invitation of Amir of Kuwait, Sheikh Mishal Al Ahmed Al Jaber Al Sabah. During the visit, the Prime Minister will hold discussions with the leadership of Kuwait. Prime Minister will also interact with the Indian community in Kuwait. Addressing media in New Delhi this evening, Secretary Arun Kumar Chatterjee said this will be the first visit of an Indian Prime Minister to Kuwait in 43 years. He said India and Kuwait share an age-old bond characterized by historical ties, robust economic exchanges, and vibrant cultural connections. Prime Minister recently met the Crown Prince of Kuwait on the sidelines of the UNGA session in September this year. The winter session of Parliament came to an end today as both Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha adjourned sine die. In the Lok Sabha, when the House met this morning, opposition members started sloganeerings over Union Home Minister Amit Shah's statement on Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. Amid ruckus, Speaker Om Birla urged the MPs to strictly follow the rules and desist from protesting at any gate of Parliament. He also warned them of action in case of any deviation. Amid din, the two bills related to One Nation, One Election have been referred to the Joint Committee of Parliament. The committee will submit its report to the House by the first of the last week of the next Parliament session. Later, Speaker Om Birla adjourned the House sine die. The Rajya Sabha also witnessed uproarious scenes following slogans and counter-slogan between Treasury and opposition benches in the morning. Amid din, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar adjourned the House till 12 noon. Later, Mr. Dhankar adjourned the upper House sine die. Meanwhile, Lok Sabha has registered over 54% productivity, while the Rajya Sabha 40% during the winter session of Parliament. Briefing media after the conclusion of the session in New Delhi, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the productivity of the two houses were low and everyone should think about it. The minister also condemned yesterday's incident in Parliament House in which two BJP MPs got injured. Union Home Minister Amit Shah joined the Sashastra Seema Bal SSB's 61st Raising Day program today as chief guest at Rani Danga of Siliguri in West Bengal. He paid his tribute for the martyrs and then took the salute. The Director General of the SSB, Amrit Mohan Prasad, was also present in the program. Amit Shah also gave bravery award to the SSB personnel. The Home Minister also virtually inaugurated newly built housing complex at integrated checkpost at Petrapol in Bengal and Agartala of Tripura. In Rajasthan, the death toll is increased to 8 and over 30 are injured in the horrific gas tanker fire incident that took place this morning at the Bankrota area of Jaipur. The incident took place at around 6 a.m. when two gas tankers collided near the Ring Road on Ajmer Highway, after which a fire broke out. A total of 40 vehicles got destroyed in the accident, including 29 trucks and two sleeper buses. A high-level committee has been constituted to investigate the incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to Chief Minister of Rajasthan, Bhajan Lal Sharma, and inquired about the unfortunate fire incident in Jaipur. The Prime Minister offered centres all possible support. President Draupadi Murmu has said the time is now ripe for the launch of a new phase of self-reliance by manufacturing technologically advanced equipment within India. The President asked the armed services to contribute towards achieving self-reliance and realizing the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat. President Murmu was speaking after awarding the President's colours to the prestigious College of Defence Management, CDM, in Secunderabad at a ceremonial event in Telangana today. The presidential colours is the testament of the professional excellence of any institute. The Pentagon has said defence relationship between India and the United States is accelerating and advancing in terrific and exciting ways, including defence industrial-based cooperation as well as operational cooperation across the services. The remarks of the headquarters of the U.S. Department of Defense comes amid the transition from the Joe Biden administration to President-elect Donald Trump-led administration. First-ever World Meditation Day is set to be observed tomorrow, marking a global initiative to promote well-being, peace and mindfulness across nations. Earlier this month, the United Nations General Assembly unanimously adopted a resolution co-sponsored by India to designate 21st December as World Meditation Day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.